Hi, this is Dictation for Alicia Clark, ALICIA CLARK, date of service 3/25/2025, date of birth 9/28/1972, date of accident 5/25/2024. This patient was traveling as a driver, restrained, who was involved in an automobile accident in 5/25/2024, where the car was rear-ended, leading to various symptoms from headaches to dizziness, loss of balance, focus problem, memory problems, anxiety, depression, panic, lack of focus, loss of balance, to various pain syndrome affecting the neck, lower back, and both legs, both knees, both hips, and numbness and tingling of both arms, as well as Coley's fracture of the left wrist, as well as shoulder pain bilaterally. The patient has had many other issues, including pulmonary embolus, blood clots in the legs, a hiatal hernia surgery, and currently she's being investigated for bladder stimulator, as she has a urinary bladder inflammation, urethritis, where she was passing some blood. Currently, she is not doing any physical therapy due to the fear of blood clot or excessive bleeding. Is currently on Eliquis. Due to a recent surgery for the hiatal hernia, she also suffers from Addison's disease, hiatal hernia, as well as Coley's fracture. Pain level in the area of neck and the lower back and both shoulders and both knees is around between 8 to 10. ADLs are reported affected as 8. Patient reports around 20% improvement in her symptoms. Please review the records for the ADLs or system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination. The blood pressure is found to be 218/144. Pulse 67. Pulse ox is 97%. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated 3/12/2025. Dictation number 0314-007. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue seeing Dr. Parks for anxiety and depression of extreme nature. Patient is provided tizanidine 4 mg every 12 hours, 30 day supply, 60 tablets to be taken once a day for sure, and on a PRN basis, twice a day maximum. Patient reports of extreme pain issues, and patient is provided Percocet 10 mg, 325 every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. Her labs have been reviewed, maps have been reviewed, a new lab has been obtained, and the patient is found to be in compliance. And at this time, her physical therapy is on hold. Chiropractic treatment is also on hold. Thank you.